the state health department actually estimates that rates of some STDs are actually on the rise. Chlamydia has increased about 33% over the last 4 years. Gonorrhea has increased, though not quite that dramatically, and we're currently in the midst of seeing an increase in syphilis cases in the Denver metropolitan area. And so certainly to those of us who take care of young folks that are sexually active, it actually is quite a big issue and something that I think we do need to get the word out about.
Who's primarily affected by these diseases?
Most STDs actually are contracted by people who are sexually active, which tends to be older adolescents, young adults. The biggest age group in Colorado that are infected by STDs are actually the 20 to 24-year-olds. And really one of the most important things related to STDs is that so many of them are asymptomatic, and so many people can actually contract an STD and not actually know that they have it. They don't have any symptoms. They don't feel different at all. Yet then they can go on and spread that STD to somebody else, to their other partners. And so it's really important for people to think about getting tested for STDs, even outside of the absence of any symptoms.
So were these young people who are having unprotected sex who are exposing themselves?
Most STDs are transmitted through unprotected sex, but there are some things that actually can get transmitted even when people choose to use condoms, such as herpes and human papillomavirus or HPV. And so we always encourage people that they should think about protecting themselves when they have sex, but then they also just need to think when they have sex. And that's perhaps sort of the bigger message, is that if people stop before they do something, before they become sexually active, and think about what they're about to do, they're much less likely to get an STD.
So with some of these diseases, like you mentioned, chlamydia, that people aren't even symptomatic of it, what are the long-term effects on somebody's health if they have one of these diseases, they're not getting treated, and they don't even know us?
So the biggest impact is that they could actually go on and spread that to other people. But of course, for the individual as well, we can see problems down the road. And so the infection can actually sort of work its way up through the genital tract to other organs. And so in women, you can get what we call pelvic inflammatory disease or an infection of the uterus or the fallopian tubes higher up in the genital tract. In men, you can actually get infections in the epididymis. And those can actually be quite serious infections, oftentimes requiring hospitalization, and can lead down the road to sequelae to things related to infertility, chronic pain, and so forth. And so all the more reason for people to get screened early on and regularly if they're sexually active.
Well, there are a lot of other diseases that are a lot more serious than that, like HIV. Are you seeing an increase in those infections as well?
You know, HIV certainly, and hepatitis, I would add into that, are both sexually transmitted diseases. And in fact, across the country, we are seeing increases in HIV rates. And this, of course, is mostly due to folks having sex and not using protection when they're having sex. And so we do worry that STDs encompass sort of the broader range of diseases, including things that are potentially fatal, like HIV. And so all the more reason for people to sort of take a moment, stop, and think before they have sex.
And outside the younger demographic, are you seeing any other groups that are specifically affected?
You know, there certainly are health disparities in STDs. Women of color are dramatically more impacted than their white counterparts. That's also true of men of color, predominantly African Americans in the Black community. We see sky-high rates in the Black community. And so the Centers for Disease Control and the local state health department have been very intentionally trying to target those populations and trying to encourage young people to come in and get screened for STDs and HIV.
And why are there those disparities in STD infection rates?
You know, I don't actually have a good answer to that question. We don't really know, to be honest. There's lots of studies that have been done trying to dissect why those disparities exist. And it's not at all clear to us from a scientific level as to why those disparities exist. And it's most likely because it's so multifactorial. There are likely social reasons, there are likely economic reasons, there are likely cultural reasons. And what we don't know is, are there other biological reasons as well? And so I don't know that we really know well enough. It's certainly something that we need to continue to study, though, and we need to continue to look into so that we can help reduce those disparities.
And are there reasons that you're seeing an overall increase in infection rates in general?
That's a great question, in fact. And I don't know the definitive answer to that question, but many of us in this field believe that we've entered into an era of apathy related to STDs and HIV in particular. With great HIV treatments that are available now, we don't see the sort of the visual manifestations of HIV as often as we used to. And so we don't have that reminder in our community to protect ourselves because we don't see our friends dying and so forth. And so we've gotten into a little bit of an era of apathy, as I said, where people just don't think about HIV and subsequently don't think about STDs as well. When you compound that with sort of the poor job that we do across this nation teaching our youth about sex ed, it's not at all surprising to me that we are seeing increasing rates of STDs.